Here, there's one more.
We need one more. We need another.
You've got a plan.
Oh, I got it.
Oh.
Okay, but now.
This is the one that Peter has made. No, you need ingredients.
Yeah.
You
got a few
minutes?
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay. Then your spontaneous interviews. Okay.
Krupa, it's almost finished, I think so. Like another two sets of triangles.
Yeah, but I think actually, Miriam, we're going to stop. We'll finish this last row and then we'll stop because it's so hot in the sun.
Hot, yeah.
And everyone has come and they've braved the sun and it's wonderful. But yeah, we want to make sure that we finish the last pieces carefully too. So we'll just do a second round and complete it.
And you've got a tree in the middle. What's that?
Well, it was here, so we're honoring it, and then we're going to shift it outside, so it'll be somewhere just outside of the center, but we're preparing it to move, really.
And how about the floor? The floor is going to stay mud?
Yeah. About 5 years ago, when I was traveling in Nepal, I worked with some kids in a mud house, and we painted the full interior, you know, it's a mud structure. So we're going to build a brick wall underneath this, and then we'll do painting in the same way. So the whole floor and the lower part of the wall will be mud.
Okay, now we know how much is 30 feet. Sorry.
I didn't find out the calculator. Okay, now we know the size. And,
So with what is going to be covered?
That we're actually figuring out now. We're playing with a few different materials. You know, there are very expensive plastics, but they're not so good for your health. And so we're sorting it out. We don't actually know the exact covering yet.
So that you didn't cover yet?
Yeah, I mean, we looked at options, but we're trying to see if we can be a bit more creative with it. So we're going to try out a few things probably, and then we'll fully cover it.
And I see she's writing something on the bars.
Yeah, exactly.
So you invited actually people to... How did you verbalize that? To put wishes or...
Yeah, their intentions and their... wishes, because the word Sankalpa, the name of our project, means intention or affirmation. So this is really built on everyone's dreams and wishes. So why I chose Sankalpa? The word in Sanskrit, it means intention, affirmation, determination, willpower. It can be translated many different ways. But what I have found, both personally and then with people I work with, is that when you combine your creativity with an intention, when you're really clear about what you would like in your life, some goal or wish, and you combine that with some creative energy, it helps to manifest it. And so the Affirmation Doll Project, for example, is a really good example of that, that they put a message inside the doll and every stitch was kind of towards that wish. And then the meditation is also to reinforce it. So it helps that to become real. So it's something very personal. It comes from the inner, deeper self, and it's... a way to explore that.
That's also nice, Tim.
So everyone is drawing or writing something on the structure itself. So everyone has a way to be part of it.
Yeah, actually, it's quite some people helping.
Yeah.
These are all spontaneously, or there are volunteers already with you.
Some people who know about the project, some who don't. You know, we promoted it, so it's a beautiful mix of people who come together. And this is one of the best parts about a dome, is that you have to make it together. It can't be just one person.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Otherwise, behind us is your home.
Yes.
Beautiful blue and green.
Yes. So that's my shipping container home, which took a very long time, but I'm so happy to be living there now. So yeah.
You live already?
Yes. Yep.
So you got, I know the water is there, electricity, you got everything.
Yes, everything has come. That well was dug in the international zone, so now we have it. And the whole idea of everything we're doing in this plot is just to bring more presence to the zone.
Yeah, otherwise that is a future park, yeah?
Yes,
so
exactly.
So this is a temporary solution. You're already thinking where to put it afterwards?
Let's see. I think many people are happy with it. If we can, maybe we'll keep it. It will be a feature of the park. But if not, we can easily shift it too. So.
Yeah, it's really easy to dismantle and put somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
But since you are close to Bharatipuram, also it's the other meaning that you put it right here.
Yes, absolutely, because it's about connection to the villages as well. I feel that gap between Oroville and the villages, so I want this to be a space that is a bridge between the two. And so it's walking distance from the village, it's also walking distance from Oroville, and I really hope to see people coming together from both places, creating and connecting.
You were already working with the children in Tamarai, yeah, as far as I remember, and a beautiful book, actually, the project about the abuses with the body parts.
Yes.
Creating the doll, yeah.
Affirmation dolls, and so identity and self-awareness about the body, yeah, it was all explored through that.
So how the village children react on your art therapy, so to speak?
Well, the beauty is I don't really have to call it that, you know, for them. We just, we come together and we do work and they express themselves. And it's really about making them feel safe and providing the materials, teaching them how to use it and giving them permission that they don't have to copy something, because that's generally how art is taught in India. So really having the confidence to tell their own story, to be, you know, expressing themselves in an original way. So their own dreams, something that they've envisioned, they find a way to express that.
Do you see maybe already a results a few years after from some of those children?
I see them from time to time and they look confident. I can't, you know, particularly say it was because of the art therapy session, but I'm really hoping to do a reunion book, actually, of this book that was published in 2011. So gather that same group of kids together again and see, you know, ask them.
And you can see the progress and evaluate if something was done or not.
Yes, and also they look completely different. So it'll be amazing kind of to see before and after what has happened in their lives. So.
And beside the bioregion, you also work with the Aurelians?
Yes. So I work in Verite at the moment. Now that I'll have this space, I'll be focusing here and I'll be giving all kinds of workshops, a lot of introduction to art therapy, ways that teachers and parents can incorporate techniques into whatever they're doing and offering to others. And I'm also working at TLC, so in Orville Schools.
Well, that's another part, yeah. So all basically all your actions would be based here?
For the most part, yeah, it's hard to give up the projects that I'm connected to, so slowly I'll find a way, you know, and also to invite all of those groups to come here and be part of it as well. So it'll be a hub for future activities.
What about the art cart? Because you recently inaugurated, you know, you're going to stop it?
No, of course not.
So here we will keep dragging it from here to there to visit it.
Well, that's a good thing it moves, right?
So yeah.
No, but for the moment, it's still parked there at Visitor Center. And so until the season really closes, we'll probably keep it there. Then the idea is that it can move into the villages as well. So we really, it's the same activity of kind of bridging both communities. So we'll see where it goes. It could be parked here sometimes, could be parked there. So that's the beauty. We can shift it around, but at the moment it continues there. And for everybody who doesn't know, the timing has changed, so it's from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Fridays, and anybody is welcome to come and draw something.
Okay. I'm really curious, how does it feel to sleep in your international zone?
Oh, I love it. I know a lot of people come here and they say, oh, you must be so scared. How can you be here by yourself?
But
there's
the guard,
so much fear, you know? Yeah, I have a watchman. I have a night watchman. And I have a little puppy now who warns me if anyone's coming.
Oh, this one with the red color.
Yeah, that's Chiku. So at least I know if someone is coming. But I have had absolutely no problems at all. And the hope is also that with this space, people in the village begin to see what I'm offering, that it's, you know, something in service to them as well. And so I hope to build good relations and not be at risk of any, you know, problems. Of course, there are men drinking out in the field and there's trash. There are a lot of problems, you know, to work on, but
various items are hurt, but those drinking is basically not really from the religious, but from outsiders, yeah?
I'm not really sure, you know? I don't go up and talk to them. I wish I could, you know, in a way, because I would like to understand what motivates them to sit out there like this and to make such a mess, too. They break the bottles and...
Yeah,
so that's definitely something in the future. Maybe we can find a creative way to deal with, but right now...
But the security is also patrolling around, as far as I know. Our security is supposed to drive every 20 minutes.
I have never seen that. It would be nice, actually. It would be nice to have a joint effort, because right now I have my own watchman for this area and I'm funding that. So it would be nice to be supported in that the collective effort to protect the area.
Otherwise, how do you feel that the international zone is moving?
Yeah, it seems there's some progress. Some events are coming up as well.
This year is going to be lots of events.
So it's an exciting time. I'm happy that I came in when I did, even though it took time to build the house, that I'm here.
Yeah, as you said, it takes perseverance to really stay on the space and continue what you want to do despite the obstacles.
Absolutely, yeah.
Group all the best.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
Do you want me to pull it, like, type in it?
Yeah, not too much, but more.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And
yeah. Yeah. Is that okay?
Good morning, Ayapan.
Good morning.
You are also part of Sankalpa project, yeah?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
Actually, initially, you know, I started to work for Kulpa, like, you know, on a container house. Mm-hmm. And after she put this idea across, I didn't know anything about this project before.
Mm-hmm.
So then she told me, you know, what she's doing, which was really, like, you know, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way I see, you know, this project somehow giving, you know, sort of a joy, you know, to the other people also. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I'm very much interested, like, making things happen. And I see, you know, this project is being, you know, the happiness to other people. I thought, you know, instead of putting my energy into some other work, which is going to give me some happiness too, you know, which is my passion too, like, you know.
It's more rewarding, yeah?
More rewarding.
On the soul level.
So that's why, you know, I started to, like, you know, team up with Krupa. At that time, she also needs somebody, you know, who can really, like, you know, do things, because she has these great ideas and... For her, like, you know, doing things, like, you know, and then the groundwork, you know, and I find, you know, the ideas, you know, mm-hmm. the idea she has, you know, then when I see, I also seen, you know, some reflection, you know,
mm-hmm.
because she took me some places, you know, when she did this art therapy stuff, and I see, you know, the immediate impact on people's, you know, the joy in their, you know, faces. We went and we did a workshop for this international human factors, you know, one of the biggest office where this corporate people are very, and that, like, we spent about a half an hour, in this half an hour, you know, the expression they had, you know, in this workshop, they took, it was amazing. I thought, like, okay, this is what I'm doing.
That's what you want to do. What you were doing before?
No, I'm still doing things, you know, but right now I'm not completely, like, you know, full-time committed to her. I'm still working for the archives for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after she brought, you know, put up this idea to me, I managed to do, you know, things for her also, you know, in my free time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really, like, you know, mind about the timing. So.
Otherwise, you were born in the village, yeah? Probably.
Yeah, born in the village, but I'm a Norwegian for the past 10 years. And,
which village?
I'm from Kulapalayam.
Oh,
I was staying in the boarding, mm-hmm. then my life, you know. Then I went out and to Bondi to study my, you know, engineering, and I finished my engineering. Then means I always felt like I was home. So after I finished my professional course, I said, you know, this is my home, this is my life. So I want to go back. Everything, you know, starts to flow, like, you know,
it's nice.
An amazing place. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy.